What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex Pete.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. Now, y'all see,
usually I'll be like, what's up? But you...
You can ask me what's up, but y'all see what's going on. Like, y'all see what we got on. Y'all see the BDB University hoodie. Y'all see the Poor Minds beanie.
Hey, this beanie five.
The pack in. Merch done dropped. I ain't gonna lie, we had a great weekend.
We did have a good weekend.
Y'all been really buying the merch. Like, y'all been showing out. Y'all really fucking with it.
Yes. And then what's crazy is this is just our first drop.
Yeah.
The shit that we about to drop for the summer. Ooh.
Beach. They not even
South
ready.
Side last night, baby. Know that I was coming through my trap. Yeah.
And I have never swung this wide.
Like future, I lost my mind and I...
At the same damn time.
Hey, that was a bomb.
Nah, it really was.
Shout out to Zero.
Was he doing that video?
Can I see you? Why? You are so embarrassing.
You know, you are so embarrassing. Why would you in the video? You're so embarrassing.
I was in the video because, first of all, I was paid to be
Did
there.
Did you come out the pool?
They paid me a cool $100. And I was there on time.
Bro, didn't you get out the... There was a video where you came out the pool.
Actually, you know what's crazy? Let me tell you something about that video.
They about to go Google it.
I don't care. Y'all can look up...
That shit about to get hella new views. It ain't got views since 2016.
No, before that. This is before I got my body done.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it haven't probably got views since 2016.
So, Zero and Slim Thug had a song called Summertime. So, at the time, y'all, I wanted to be the Jet Beauty of the Week. I thought I was going to be a model. And somebody had hit me up to do the video. And I showed up. And it was crazy because, you know... All the girls was, like, super bad on set. It was a lot of strippers on set, and it was just like me.
I mean, but you bad, too.
I mean, I was bad, but I wasn't, like, shaped like that yet. You know what I'm saying? Because this was pre-body.
Girl, fuck all them hoes with them illegal ass shots.
But, yeah, that's what it was. Because girls...
That's what it was. Because yeah, they wasn't even getting their bodies
They wasn't getting then. BBLs then. Honestly, it's crazy because I was working in the strip club. I was one of the first girls to actually put up that check and get a real BBL.
Yes.
But that's another story. But anyway, so I went on set... And nobody wanted to get in the pool because they didn't want to get their hair wet.
And you was like, fuck it.
I got in the pool because I had a good soul.
Y'all, Lex was like this.
I was like swimming in the pool.
She came out the water. She said,
titties were sitting. Summertime.
Bitch, I'm so dead.
That was the first time I really thought I was somebody, though. Like, I was like,
but
oh my God.
But she used to be rapping, too. We could really tell a whole story about your past life.
Bro, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to do something.
You used to be in the studio. Who used to be in the studio with?
I had a song with Beat King, bro.
With Beat King. Lex had a song with Beat King, y'all. That's the wildest. And y'all know who but they might be like, who is Beat King? Beat King had...
If you don't know who Beat King is...
But some people don't.
Then leave. Hey, get that bread, get that head.
Then leave.
But check this out. That they know
Club
Beat King.
Gossip.
I ain't tricking. I'm just dicking bitches down. But they know Beat King now. Beat King been that.
Beat King been popping.
Like, he been popping in Houston back in the day. Cause what was that song that he had? Drop, Crush. Yes. Okay. All right. Chill. Oh yeah, Just Britney had a verse on that.
Yes,
that was hard.
That, like,
I thought you was about to say something else.
No, I love Just Britney verse.
Yeah,
that was my
shit.
Do I
love these hoes?
Oh hell no! I drop it down, flow to the damn dance floor.
What was the part she had?
Can I get my money fast?
No, it was.
Can I get my money in black trash bags?
No, then she was like, don't that stop me.
Me dinero.
Right cheek, pop. Yeah. So anyway.
Shout out to all our little Houston.
Shout out to all the Houston artists. But B King was that nigga back in the day, and I thought I was gonna be a rapper / singer. I don't know what I was gonna do, but I was in the studio like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Bitch, I used to be in the studio for real. Like, I really thought I was about to be a rapper. I don't know what I was doing. But I was in there dropping that hot fire. I was dropping them tracks. But then I realized, I was like, oh, I have to actually perform. Bitch, I could not perform worth the damn. I'm not gonna lie.
Dead, bro. Like, bro. I'm just dead that you even got a song out.
I didn't have, it never came out. But I'm not gonna lie, though. My songs wasn't bad. It was the performance. Bitch, I could not perform to save my life.
But that's crazy because we perform every week.
No, I'm talking about being on the stage, like what Beyonce be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, I couldn't do that shit. I had dancers and everything. They was dancing in the background. I was just like this. Trying, but bro, it was terrible in my past life.
Bro, yeah, y'all, that's what going back to what I just said, like Lex literally has a whole past life that
I used to try for Real World.
Y'all even know about.
I used to audition for Real World, Bad Girls Club. Is somebody working at MTV right now that's watching this show like that, bitch?
I was supposed to be on reality TV too, though. Like, I feel like we both have a past life. Like we both have a lot of shit.
I was literally on the last round of Bad Girls Club, and they didn't pick me for the last round.
I was supposed to be on Living Hip Hop, but we ain't gonna talk about that today. And then maybe that's an episode. Maybe that's a Patreon episode.
That's a Patreon episode for sure.
I was supposed to be on Living Hip Hop Atlanta two times. Not just once, but twice.
Mm-hmm. I was actually supposed... Somebody still wants me to be on the upcoming season.
Like, and when I say I was supposed to be on there, like, I had signed a contract. Like, I had got a lawyer, signed a contract and everything. And, like...
People be hating.
Shit just was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, shout out to our past lives. Yeah. It all leads us to where we are now.
It all led us to where we are now. And I feel like this is what we supposed to be doing. And I'm so happy doing this. I'm so glad that
none of that shit worked out.
None of that I talked about worked out.
No, I'm not going
to
lie.
Because this
is what
I was supposed to always do.
Nah, I'm kind of mad my song flopped. I'm not happy about that.
But you said it didn't ever come out, so how it flopped?
Because nobody wanted to even spin my shit.
It was bad like that?
No, my shit wasn't bad, but, you know, I was young.
I heard it. Like, Lex, I think you actually played it for me before, but I just don't remember what it sounded like. You're going to have to run it back.
I'm going
to
run it. Hey, I'm going to make that the bop of the way. I need to find it. It's in my email somewhere.
Yeah, you for sure have the file, because I'm telling you, like, when you told me about it, you played it for me, and I heard
my
it.
My song was called Get It In. I get it in. I get it in.
That's what you were saying?
Hell yeah. Because I get it in.
And you do.
I wasn't lying. I was writing about my life. You know how they do them genius interviews where people try to break down their lyrics?
Bro, I hate it.
So
can I say something real quick? I literally hate it here.
Why?
Because you are so annoying.
But let me say this. So when you watch the genius interviews and people try to break down their lyrics, like sometimes people go in there and they some deep lyrics. If I would have went on Genius, what was I going to say?
I get it in.
They'd be like, what that mean? Well, see, I was on a block selling coochie.
I fly above.
No, I was getting it in, bro.
It's the same thing.
When I was saying I get it in, I was really like talking about I used to be working at the club. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking with a nigga who had some money at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, but I know if I would have did my Genius interview, I would have been on some shit like, yeah, trying to make it sound deep because that's what people do. Like, people can be like, shake that booty hole, pop that pussy. And people be like, yeah, I was at the strip club hustling, grinding, trying to make a living. But I was popping that booty hole and popping my asshole to make it work.
But what if you could have made it as a rapper and you just gave up too soon? Look at Lil Baby.
I'm not stopping.
Lil Baby never wanted to be a rapper.
I'm not stopping. I have a platform now. You think I'm not about to come out with a song? Y'all think I'm playing. I'm about to drop another song. Y'all gonna give me one more chance. P-Row is not done.
Not Biggie, give me one more chance.
I'm telling you, I'm not done.
You annoying.
I don't even care to be. I'm not trying to be no Beyonce. I'm not trying to be no Cardi B. I just need one fire song, bro. I just want one song. I just want to perform it, go on tour for like 6 months, and then I'm done. That's all I'm going to do.
Bro.
I'm going to come out with some heat, bro.
Am I gonna be, can I be your hype
man?
You ain't going to let me.
No.
What was Soulja Boy hype man name?
A-Rab.
I can't be your A-Rab.
I don't need no A-Rab. This is the one band, man.
It's not, though.
It is.
It's not.
My music career is for me. Can I have something?
No.
See?
Mm-mm. Of course not.
Mm-mm. This is for me.
We in this together.
No, we are not.
Forever.
No, because that's the thing. We on here, and we joke, we talk, and we playing. When I'm in the studio, I'm popping shit. I'm rocking shit. I'm doing this shit for real, nigga. I'm in the game. I ain't lame. This ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean business. When I get in that studio, it's not playtime. You hear them bars? Clear. I'm a fucking star. I'm gonna go far. Oh, I'm in my car. Yeah, that's how I be.
Clearly, it is a game. Because that was a joke.
That was off the dome.
And then you talk about when I be in the studio. You never in the studio.
I'm in the studio right now.
This is the studio where we record Poor Minds. I'm talking about a real me. You don't be in a fucking studio.
I'm talking about when I used to. When I used to go in the studio, let me tell you something. I had a song with Fat Pimp, too. All my life, I had a song with Fat Pimp. Don't disrespect my resume, bro.
You had a song with Fat Pimp?
I was on the hook. We had redid that song. It was some Monica song. I was on the hook, though. I can't remember it. But I was on the hook, bro. I was singing my ass off. He was like, yeah, that's it right there. I said, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to be a superstar. I just knew I was about to make it.
Dog, I hate you. You are so annoying.
One thing about me, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to fuck with Fat Pimp songs back in the day.
Do the rack, daddy. Yeah, do the rack, daddy. Yeah, I got him looking at me. So watch your rack, daddy. Yeah, throw your shoulders out. Deal. I'm telling you.
Wow, we are so ghetto.
I am a legend. I'm really a legend,
it's
bro.
It's not even that we ghetto. We just so Texas. Like, yeah. And it's so crazy because I think sometimes when people move to a city, they kind of like acclimate to like the city that they live in.
No.
We are so Texas still, Texas, even after being in Atlanta for so long.
I'm really a legend. So, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that because don't nobody know your song.
It don't matter, though. I've been in the studio with some heavy hitters now. Who got... Name one person you know that got a song with Fat Pimp and Beat King. Thank you. Period.
No, I can name some people.
Who got a song with Fat Pimp and Beat King? That's...
In their defense...
I don't care.
Not many people have songs with Fat Pimp.
But I'm just saying.
Because Fat Pimp don't even rap no more.
I think he do still rap.
Oh.
But shout out to Fat Pimp. That's my nigga.
One of my homegirls used to go with him.
I know that's right. Shout out
to Fat. One of my homegirls used to go with DeRoe, too.
Yeah, buddy.
Rolling like a big shot.
DeRoe used to be fine.
Used to be.
Ooh, he still is.
I don't know. I don't know.
DeRoe Dre, won't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, anyways, bitch. Pass this.
Why do we do this every day?
Because all I was trying to say is that I'm a legend in the game. That's all I'm trying to say. I've been doing this shit,
well,
bro.
You're the one who brought it up. You started singing that song. And then I was like, wasn't you in the video? Because you was.
I've been a video bitch.
I done been a video bitch, too.
I've been a stripper.
But we not going to tell them Time the videos out. I've been,
I've been in. I've been in a video. I've been a stripper. I've been a rapper. I've been a singer. I've been an almost reality TV star. Who is fucking with me, bro? This resume is ridiculous.
The resume is impeccable.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all not fucking with me. I've been in the game.
You have. He is.
He is.
He got a, like, when was his last song?
Shout out to Fat Pimp.
Shout out to Fat Pimp, though.
It don't matter. Okay. See,
but he's still performing.
Exactly.
Though.
Imagine if I would have dropped my song. I could be leaving this studio right now and going make some money. If I would have dropped my song. I'm about to drop that shit. Shout out to I Get It In by Lex P on iTunes. I can't wait. I'm about to drop that hoe.
No, leave that shit where it's at. I swear to God. Come out with a new song. Let It In, Get It In. Leave that shit where it's at.
You a hater, bro. Anyways, what you been up to, man?
Bro.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we want to talk about Green Chef today.
We love Green Chef.
Girl, it's the first USDA certified organic meal kit company.
Yes, and you know how much we love HelloFresh, yes. But Green Chef is also now owned by HelloFresh. Yes. So, and it's even better options, you know what I mean? More healthy, they have paleo options, vegan, vegetarian, whatever you're looking for, pescatarian.
You know I love me some salmon now. So, y'all, I did the salmon meal. It had like the ramen marmalade sauce, the green beans, y'all, it was so good. So it's about to be summertime. It's time to eat better and get better looking, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're gonna go to greenchef.com/90poorminds and use the code 90poorminds and you're gonna get $90 off, y'all. Plus
$90.
That's a lot. That's a lot the meals now. So you're gonna get $90 off plus free shipping. So make sure y'all go to greenchef.com/90poorminds and get your food, sis. Get that body right.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Oh, period.
I told y'all she was in the pool.
I was looking like a baddie. I told you I've been in the game. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I just knew I was going to do it.
Y'all, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Me and Lex really used to, we really got like a crazy past life.
I was on, I think like King Magazine. Like, remember they had
the
moved
Beauty
to
of the Week?
No, the King Magazine had moved to being online, like the online magazine. I was in their online magazine. I wasn't.
Why you wasn't ever in, what was the name of that magazine that everybody was doing?
Was it?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
DJ K Slay.
I know which one you're talking about.
I can't remember what it's called.
Because my booty wasn't big enough. I was still pre-op, so I didn't have that.
Them hoes' booties wasn't big enough neither.
I mean, they had small waist, though. They had the illusion. Because it don't matter how big your booty is.
Because I will say that. Because, like, in high school, people thought I had a fat ass. And when I be looking back at my high school pictures, bro, that ass was not fat. It wasn't. That ass was not fat. And I was so skinny.
But you know
but
what?
It was because of, like you said, the waist, the illusion. And then on top of that, like most bitches, honestly, being born with like a curve, like having a curvy shape is not as common as I think people think it is for black women.
It's not. And I tell you that all the time. Because I'll be talking about how fine Meg Thee Stallion is because that natural curve is not normal.
Yeah.
I don't care what the fuck y'all say about Meg Thee Stallion. She is fine as fuck because that shit is natural. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I'm fine, but I had to buy this. Any bitch that can look like this and they didn't have to buy that shit, bro, that shit is amazing. But also because the body standards have changed so much. The fact that the body standards have changed so much and Meg is still shitting on these hoes and ain't got shit done to her body. Bro, if you are a natural woman in 2021 and you still shitting on these bitches with your body that you were born with, baby, kudos to you.
Because even me.
Look, exactly. We all got to get a little nip tuck.
I went and got a little nip tuck.
You know what I'm saying?
In high school, people really thought I had like this fire ass body.
I mean, you did have a fire body.
I mean, I did, but it was just like ass was not fat. Ass was not on swole.
Right. Well, so. I ain't had nothing. Y'all know me. It was definitely a flat
back. Lex over there listening to Avril Lavigne wearing them.
I was listening to, whoa, I never meant to break, but I'm going to wear I want it now.
Well, honestly, I was listening to that, too.
I used to wear a tie. Oh, God, I used to wear a tie.
Did you used to wear, like, them pink and green clip-ins?
No, I didn't wear that, but I definitely used to wear, like.
Did you wear them socks that was black and white?
No. I used to just wear the tie. Remember how Avril Lavigne used to wear her tie?
You wear that to school every day?
No, not every day, but I used to wear the tie. Like,
oh, when you wanted a little extra swag.
Yeah, like, bitch, you could not tell me nothing when I wore my shirt with my tie, bro. Swear to God. I was like, he was a scare boy.
You probably got some pictures for real, with that fucking tie on. Like
I
this.
Know I do. Rawr.
Anyway, what we about to do is get into these fucking topics because, bitch, we've been talking about your past life for way too fucking long.
Okay.
We about to get into the topics, of course. So obviously, the first topic that we want to talk about is doing scandalous things and not telling your friends. I can say that it's a lot of scandalous shit that I've done that I have not told my friends about.
Yes.
Do you do scandalous things and are there things that I don't know about that you've done?
Absolutely. Because I feel like sometimes some shit you really just want to take to the grave. Like some shit you just not need to tell people. Like I seen a girl tweet the other day. She was like, somebody had asked her, they was like, who's the most famous person that you fucked? She was like, oh my God, I don't know. It's been so many, but I guess my favorite would be Don Magic Wand. It's some
the
shit.
The pimp?
Yes. It's some shit you need to take to the grave. That I would have taken to the grave. But I'm saying
Oh, wow.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I do things that I just don't want people to know.
This whole said Don Magic Wand.
Yes, like sometimes I feel like, growing up, whenever you're younger, like in your 20s or whenever you're in high school, you feel like, this is my person I confide in and I have to tell them everything.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. As an adult, as you get older, as you grow and you become more wiser, like, it's okay to keep certain things to yourself. Like, if you do something and you're like, oh, bitch, I can't believe I did that, you don't have to tell people. It's okay to keep certain things to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I've done some scandalous shit. For sure.
Yes.
And haven't told nobody.
Right. Like, there's some things that I know that I would just never tell people, like, anybody. Like, maybe when I get older, super older, and, like, I can look back and be like, bro, let me tell you about this shit I did one time. But it's okay to keep things to yourself because, honestly, I've had situations, too, as well, where I've been friends with somebody and we end up falling out and they try to use that against you. And
yeah, they try to throw it in your face. Your business.
Let me tell you something about me. I'm a solid ass bitch. If me and somebody ever fall out, your secrets are still safe with me. Mm-hmm. I won't tell your secrets.
Come on, Alicia.
Safe with me. Period. So, with that being said, like, if me and Drea ever fall out, y'all not gonna get no information out of me about, like, things that she's done or things that she's dealt with.
And I don't need a lot of shit.
Oh, so you have. Girl, I know some shit about you, and you know some shit about me. Like,
I mean, we both did some shit.
That's what I'm saying.
We did a lot of shit, like, to where it's like, if we was just some fake ass bitches, like, if we stopped being cool with each other, like, tea would be spilled.
But I'll say
this. But we would never do that, because neither one of us are those type of people.
Right, and karma is real. But not only that, I also feel like, to me, if I meet a girl, and she's telling me all somebody's business about, like, somebody that she used
it's
to be cool
flag.
With. It's a red flag. It's
yeah.
Now, it's different if me and this girl, like me and you. Like, if you told me something about, like, somebody you was cool with, like, 5 years ago, but we've been friends for X amount of time, so you trust me now. We built that trust. But if we're just now starting to hang out and you telling me about somebody's past and things that they've done, I'm been like, sis. Like, hold on, because this used to be your road, dog.
They used to be
now.
Your partner, right.
This used to be your partner.
People be mad weird, but I also think that's why we're also very, like, apprehensive about making friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared to make new friends.
Me too. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you.
And sometimes it sound good, you know? Like, it sound good, and it be like, okay, cool. Like, let me go hang out with this person. Let me do whatever. But I'm literally so scared of making new friends because people are so strange.
So strange. I feel like I've had the same friends. I have no... All of my friends that are in Atlanta, they're not from here. Like, all of my friends are people that are from somewhere else. The newest friend I've made, it's probably been, like, Jesse. Like, Jesse Wu is somebody I'm cool with. Like, I consider her a friend. But other than that, like, I just don't care.
I mean, but even with Jesse, she's not from here either.
Exactly. Let me tell y'all what happened to me. I was at the club, and this girl sat next to me.
I was at the club one night.
When
I saw somebody, she looked kind of thought to me.
She looked kind of thought, yeah. Ooh.
She was all up I in hit that.
my grill.
So I showed her my big daddy skills.
Ooh, yeah. Y'all just a thug don't blame me.
A dog don't blame me.
You better sing that shit. Ooh. Anyway, so I was in the club. I was in the club one night, and this girl literally sat next to me. She was like, oh, Legs, you're so beautiful. You so cool. We need to be friends, because when niggas be inviting me out, I don't have bitches that be bad enough to hang with me. So you need to come start hanging out with me. Let me tell y'all something.
Sidebar.
Oh, no. No sidebar. No sidebar, because I know what you about to say.
I hate it here.
No
I
sidebar.
Can't never express myself.
Absolutely not. All right. So with that being said, I will never... ever become friends with somebody just out of the way you look, because you look good enough.
Sidebar.
What?
I don't understand. You look better. So, I don't understand. I'm not really sure the angle of that conversation.
She wasn't
going
in competition with me. She was just saying, like, you look good enough to hang out with me type shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't look good enough to hang out with yourself. What? Like, what?
Okay, so.
Girls, I will say this too. People be. Bitches be delusional.
Yeah.
Bitches be delusional.
It's a lot of delusion.
Niggas be delusional. A lot of motherfuckers are delusional. Like, why do you think. Continue.
Okay.
Continue.
So, with that being said, I will say, like, I will never become friends with somebody just because you look good or I feel like you pull a certain type of man. Because, like I said, I am 100% confident in myself. I don't need a certain type of friend to pull a certain type of man. I've been pulling the same type of niggas my whole life, pre-op, post-op, whatever, because I've always had this personality and I've always had this face.
And Garfield.
Period. Garfield is not to be fucked with. And that's on what?
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Garfield been there.
Garfield been there. You know what I'm saying? Since a tiny tot. I told y'all, I've been popping this pussy for a long time now. So with that being said, it's just like, I don't use women to get to certain men because I'm going to get them niggas myself.
Well, I'll say this too. I've never needed to be cool with a bitch to get the nigga because 9 times out of 10, the nigga want me and not you.
Nah, I didn't say it that
way. I did.
Okay.
Because I'm just being honest. Like, I don't need to use bitches to get a nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, because even if a nigga fucking with you, he gonna try to holler at me after the fact.
But also, Nick.
We ain't talking about, but we ain't. Okay, so this is the thing. Like, one thing about me and Lex that we always say is, None of Lex's niggas really have ever tried to talk. Well,
one of them did.
One of them.
But he wasn't really my nigga. I was just getting things
one of
from
them,
him.
One of them. But for the most part, our dudes don't really be trying to talk to the other person. I think because, maybe too, because people could just tell how solid our friendship right. and our relationship is. But I have been friends with bitches in the past where it's like they was fucking with a nigga and then that nigga met me and then he was like, oh.
Wrong friend.
Wrong friend.
I mean, I've done that before.
But. I'm not gonna fuck with your nigga. But, except for one time. But if exactly. y'all knew who it was a big fish. So it was. Yeah. I had to do what I had to do. But normally I'm not gonna fuck with my friend niggas. But at the
not
same
normally.
Time. Cause I'm not. Normally I'm not. It was that one time. It was that one time, bro. But anyways,
But it was twice. It was two dudes and one person. You took her first nigga, then you went back though and took her. You took her first nigga from her. You was done with him,
bro. Who was the first? That's a lie,
bro. You didn't
That's a lie.
You didn't take the. You didn't take two niggas from that same girl. You gonna sit here and say you didn't take two niggas from one girl? Sit here and say
no.
That.
But Lex, first of all, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back.
Okay.
Didn't she lie and say she was not fucking with the first nigga? That's how I started fucking with him. She said she was not fucking with him, bro. Dead ass. Dead ass, yo. Son.
Okay.
You really gonna play me like that, son?
But you did take him.
Because she lied. I did not. That first nigga, that's not fair. Because if I knew she was really fucking with him, I would have never started fucking with him. To begin, Lex, for real.
You loved him. You did. You saw my moving to New York. She was like, dead ass. I'm going to get.
Dead ass leg?
She was about to get her some high heel Tims and be right in New York.
First of all, I already had some of those.
Period. You was about to have. You was in love, bitch. And then let me tell y'all. I'm about to tell.
You are so messy.
I'm sorry. Just let me tell one part.
You was a messy ass bitch.
Drea started fucking with her second nigga. She found out. So we was at the at y'all job one night or at the club. She was like, Lex, tell me the truth. I said, bro, she is not fucking that man. She would never do that to you. Whole time she was
oh,
very much.
That's what the girl.
The girl walked up to me and was like, Lex, tell me the truth. Is she fucking with this nigga? Like, tell me. I was like, bro, Drea would never do no shit like that. She love you. That's your friend. Drea, one thing I say about her, she a real ass bitch. She would never do that shit to you. Whole time I'm like.
And this is a real friend.
Because we needed that computer, hun. He had just got us a computer so we could start Wind Down Wednesday, bitch. We would not be here if I didn't tell that
bro.
Lie, to be honest.
Because I had my dumb ass wasted wine on my computer. Mm. I had already had a MacBook, and then I wasted wine on the shit. And then Lex had moved out here, and we was like, oh, we about to start a YouTube channel. Literally Same day we talking about starting a YouTube channel, I waste a whole glass of wine on my laptop.
And he replaced it.
And then he replaced that shit. And it was just like, bitch, fuck you. But then she was fraud.
Yeah, she was fraud. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. I feel like when you deal with certain type of women, like any woman that's going to hang out with you and wants to be friends solely off the way that you look.
Weirdos.
Are those type of girls that'll fuck your nigga behind your back. When I tell you,
and even with that person, she wanted to be my. She used to always talk about how pretty she thought I was and how cute she thought I was. Bitches really be wanting to be your friend because they think you cute, and it's weird.
Well, she did eat your coochie. Sorry. But we already told that story though. We did. So anyways,
what is wrong with you today?
I'm sorry. I'm really
spilling all the tea.
But it just has.
She did eat my coochie. But on more than one occasion.
But I will say this: it's so common in Atlanta. You see so many girls that are friends fall out because she done been friends with this girl. She start fucking your man. Honestly, when I'm friends with somebody. And you introduce me to your man, he's automatically bro. What's up, bro? Same. You my nigga, like, what's good? Like,
remember that time you got mad because you thought I was flirting with your man?
You definitely were, first of all.
I was not!
You was drunk, but
I was drunk. Don't even do that. Like, don't ever try to fucking play with me like that, Lex. I would never fuck with that man.
I know you wouldn't. I definitely know you wouldn't, but I mean, obviously it was on both.
Because you
backed that thing up on him, and that's a Tonka truck, nah. Don't be backing that Tonka truck up on my man.
And that's how I know I was drunk, because I don't even remember.
That's why
that.
I didn't get so mad, because you were very drunk, but I know you, like, you're super flirty. You don't mean to be like that. But I was like, hold on, you sound
like my old friend.
But, bitch, you can't ever take what's over here. Them niggas definitely wanted
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's the same thing she said.
Well, because you are flirty, but you've never been that way with anybody that I'm dealing with. But it was just a crazy night. Like, we were all super fucking wasted. He was wasted.
I got back from Jamaica.
Yeah, we were all wasted. But, I mean, nothing. I mean, I knew that.
Lex said, yeah, bitch.
I was like, hold on.
She called me. She said, what's up, ho?
No, I did not. You are lying.
So what's up, ho?
You are such a liar.
She was like, you really going to try to take my man like that?
First of all, I said, you was being a little touchy-feely now. Oh, you lucky I know you because I was about to whoop your ass. I don't fight about dick, but I'll fight about that dick. That dick too good to me now. I love that man. I think everybody knows I love that man. So I was like,
I said, I was on the phone. I said,
you were so shocked. You were.
Because I know myself. Like, I am not the type of person to fuck with somebody, man. Except for that one time.
But back on topic. We keep getting off topic, bitch. Doing scandalous things and telling your friend, I do feel like sometimes you just need to take shit to the grave. Because especially, I know we have a lot of young viewers. A lot of times, y'all be young. The people that you see around you right now, you 21, 22, 23, these are not going to be your same friends when you 30, 32, 33. So it's like sometimes you don't have to spill all your tea to all your friends. Like, it's okay to take a little hoe trip and not tell everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm very discreet when it comes to certain things. Like, so keep shit to yourself sometimes. That's all you gotta do.
You know, you could take it to the grave. It's cool. Mm-hmm. People gonna be all right if they don't know. You know why? Because they don't know.
But I feel like we're in the age of oversharing. Everybody wants to see, like, they're doing
everybody
something.
Everybody wanna tell everybody what they doing.
Everybody wants to
which
tell.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that's definitely super weird.
Because we not like that.
So if y'all ever done something scandalous and didn't tell your friend, you can tell me, though. I love when they slide in my... I had so many people slide in my DMs and tell me about their voodoo sex and voodoo stories. I had so many people. So y'all can tell me because I'm not going to tell.
I'm not going to tell. So you could tell me, but I don't care. So next... So don't tell me, actually, because I really don't care. But next topic.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And as you know, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. So our listeners get 10% off of their first month of counseling. Me and Dre love this. This has changed our lives.
It has.
For the better in many, many ways. So BetterHelp.com is going to link you with a counselor within the first 48 hours. You get to do your session. Everything you do from the privacy of your own home. You know, we still kind of in the middle of a pandemic, so you ain't got to go to the office or do none of that stuff.
Yes.
So if you don't even like your counselor, they can set you up with another counselor. So you can get everything done, like I said, from the comfort of your own home. I swear by it. Kanisha, that's my counselor. And
my counselor is Tiffany. I love her. We talk every single week. She has helped me get through a lot of rough points in my life. Mm-hmm. I've been going to counseling at this point for, I think, about 4 months now. And like Lex said, it has helped us both out tremendously. So make sure you go to betterhelp.com, www.betterhelp.com/poorminds, and use our code poorminds and get your, you know, 10%
Get your help. And also, in addition to the discount, they offer financial aid.
Yes.
So if it's still a struggle for you with the discount as well, you can get financial aid help. So join the over a million people that use this app. It's not just me and Drea using it. This is something that
it's a lot of people that use it.
Yes, it's offered in 50 states. So make sure you go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/poorminds and get 10% off of your first month.
Period. Because everybody deserves some help. I don't even know what this is about. You have to bring this topic in. This must be your topic.
This is my topic. So I was having a conversation with one of my close homegirls. Shout out to Killa. And we were talking about, like, when you first date somebody, what are your expectations? And I'm talking about in the first month. You just met this person. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes the girl's expectations be a little too high. And I hate to say this because I know we're all about the BDBs and all about spending money and doing this and that, but I feel like things have been taken too far. Things have been taken way too fucking far. I feel like we're in the era of women want niggas to spend that money, which they should. Sorry, I had spit in the corner of my mouth. We are in the era of men spend that money, which they should, but honestly, y'all be doing too much. Y'all feel like y'all go on a date with one nigga and he's supposed to show up with a Chanel bag and be paying your rent. So I want to know, what are your expectations within the first month of meeting somebody? What are your expectations? Like, after the first date, y'all hit it off, y'all cool. What do you expect?
Respect. I'm lying. I expect that bag.
I'm dead. After the first date?
No, I'm kidding. Not after the first date. I just feel like a nigga gotta treat you like the type of bitch you are. So there's that.
Right.
That's how I feel. It's certain shit I do expect from a nigga even if I just started dating you, because yes, I am a certain type of bitch. Right. I already have certain shit without you. I'm already doing certain shit without you. You absolutely have to treat me, if not better than what I treat myself.
Right.
But so to me, that's what it is, period. You can't be a Aldo bag bitch wanting expecting a Chanel or expecting a YSL or even a Prada bag, even whatever. Like, you can't be a bitch who don't got nothing and you expecting X, Y, and Z, because it's like, why
all of a sudden now you want it?
Why all of a sudden why you want it, and why should I get it for you?
But not because
clearly you're not able, clearly, if that's the type of bitch you are, this is my thing. If that's the type of bitch you are and that's what you want, if you was able to get it for yourself,
you would.
That's number one. But also, even if you're not able to get it for yourself, if you fucking with a nigga who could get it for you, why he ain't got it for you?
Right.
So want me to do it?
Right. But I'm not going to lie. I feel like once you kind of at that 3-4 month mark, that's when you should start kind of getting your things. But talking about the first 4 weeks.
Okay, well, first month, that's what I'm saying. First month, no. But I'm also not the type of bitch to ask a nigga for nothing. Even I don't fuck with rich niggas who got money and shit. I did not necessarily ask them for things that they did for me. Mm-hmm. They did it. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, I will insinuate.
That's the same thing as asking.
I don't think so.
It's just a roundabout way. It's just like...
I don't even think it's a roundabout way. I think if you mention
something... If you insinuate something that you want, that's still the same thing as asking for something.
It's not even... But in my case, I don't even insinuate things that I want. I will make it seem like I'm going to do it myself.
It's still insinuating.
That's not insinuating. We having a conversation.
You said insinuate. I don't even know what the hell that means.
We having a conversation... Okay, you're right. He's kind of insinuating. But we having a conversation, and I'm just, like, mentioning in combo, like, oh, well, yeah, I'm about to go do this. And I'm about to go do that. And a nigga be like, oh, no, I'll do it for you. I got it.
So do you expect that to be in the first month? Do you expect that in the first month for a nigga to be, like, step in? Because you're insinuating, obviously, you want him to step in and say...
I'll say this. I feel like your expectations can only be what you've already experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. But because of what I've already experienced,
right.
I feel like it's definitely possible for it to happen.
Right.
I think it's very egotistical, maybe. That's the word I'm looking for. Or... I don't know. Why would you think that you just met a nigga and he gonna do X, Y, and Z for you if you ain't never got that from another nigga? That's right. My thing.
Now, I'm not
now gonna... if you done had shit happen, cool. But right. If not...
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like first date, we get to know each other. If we hit it off, second date or third date can be a vacation. But because, let me tell you why, though. Because a vacation...
Same shit, see?
No. But let me tell you why, though. Because it's not like you're buying something for me. A vacation is something that me and you both gonna enjoy. 9 times out of 10, you gonna get... Ten times out of ten. If I go on a flight with you, you getting some pussy. But it's for both of us to enjoy. It's different from a Chanel bag.
No.
Or... Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not. Because what if that nigga been there before and he really just taking you because you want to go?
Well, like, for that's example, on him.
When you went to Lagos, that nigga had been to Lagos.
He was going if I was going or not. He was going to Lagos no right. matter what.
Okay, that's the point that I'm making. So for him, it's not, it wasn't no big thing. It wasn't no grand experience. It's like, I've been here numerous times. I was going to do this shit with or without you. I'm really more so, paying for your flight is me doing something for you. I'm doing you a favor because, bitch, your flight was probably like $800,
$900. Oh, no, it wasn't.
$3,000.
Not to Lagos, bitch.
How much was it?
He bought it at the table. Remember, I told this story. It was probably like a $1,700-$1,800 ticket.
Okay, so period. $1,700-$1,800 for some pussy.
Hold on, wait, bitch. That wasn't no $1,800 pussy now.
I'm not saying it was, but I'm saying it was an investment.
It was an investment. Okay, so, but let me say this. What I'm saying is it was something that he wanted, right? That's what I'm saying. He wanted me to be there with him. So he was going no matter what, if I was going or not. He wanted me to accompany him. But that's
different. I know that's right.
Period. But that's different from somebody paying your rent or somebody giving you a Chanel bag. Because
how is that different?
Let me tell you, bitch.
I am. I'm waiting on you to tell me because you're going on a tangent about it.
So what I'm saying is if I buy you a Chanel bag, that doesn't benefit me in any way. You're going to be out with that Chanel bag. Versus if I take you to... Lagos with me, I'm experiencing this with you. I'm here with you. We're creating memories together. That's very fucking different. I'm getting some pussy, so it's gonna benefit me.
Bitch, a nigga gonna get some pussy from buying you a Chanel bag.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I done seen niggas buy you shit and get no fucking pussy
from
you.
And guess what, too? But guess what, too? You also done seen a nigga take me on a trip and then get shit from me.
Exactly.
So just because he's... Oh,
that's
exactly.
You. Niggas know.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's the point that I'm making. Taking a bitch on a trip does not necessarily mean nothing either.
Well,
it's
not
different.
Me.
It's all the same shit. It's all the same.
Well, I'll say, but we both said that at this age, we not going on no trip if we
at
not
fucking.
At
this age, absolutely. But in my younger days, I just told y'all about how I got left in Miami with that white man.
Not Connor.
Because in my younger days, I definitely would go on trips with niggas. Like, and even out the country. That's what we talking about right now. I went on a trip out the country with somebody. Did not fuck them.
Where you went again?
To the Caribbean.
You did do that.
And I was gone for like 6 days. I was on yachts. I was on private jets.
You hated him.
I was on yachts. I was on private jets. I was really living my best life, and I did not fuck that man.
But that's
island hopping. We went to like 5 different islands.
But you also had
y'all probably ain't even heard of Can of Wine. Exactly. So I'm just saying, like, I was really with my nigga outside.
That was not your nigga. You hated that man. First of all, don't do that. I'm talking about
I wanted my nigga to think that was my nigga though. Cause I was mad at his
teeth fell out in the water. Bro. Sorry. Sorry.
We was snorkeling. Y'all, bro. Me and Lex really got some stories for real. Me
I don't nigga, got no stories. I go nigga, on my trips and I fuck.
Me and this nigga was snorkeling in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean and his teeth fell out. And we was literally, look like I literally was down there, down yonder. Looking for the fucking teeth.
That's on
bro. But that's, and you think I'm about to fuck you after that? You don't even got teeth.
Oh, well, like I said.
Did I spit on you? I'm sorry.
No, I was wiping my lip. But I'll say this. I guess I'm talking about, I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking about with somebody that you actually like and that you're interested in.
I don't like nobody that don't have no money. So I can't relate.
He had money.
Who?
Toothless. Toothless had money. Toothless had money.
But I didn't like
him. Connor had money.
You just said somebody that you like.
Right, so the...
I'm saying, you right, he did have money. But money does not make me like you. But I also don't like nobody that don't have no money, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense, because I'm the same way. So I'm saying, first month expectations.
What's yours?
Mine is, if we are rocking out and we're spending some time rocking out.
Wow,
ooh, the Karen.
So beautiful. Look at the material.
Oh, the Karen jumped out again. I said
it's
rocking
the profile
out
for me.
Anyways, the Karen jumped out.
He's I said, to say thank you.
Thanks, bitch. I said rocking out. I'm just embarrassed right now.
Yeah, you said crap on the last episode.
Okay, so my first month expectations. If me and you went on a first date and I like you, this is my thing. First of all, you know if I like you. If I go on a first date and we're not kissing each other by the end of the date, because I love a good nasty kiss, bitch. I love
that's
to kiss in the
sanitary
mouth. I don't care. First date, if we're not kissing by the end of the date, trust me, this is not what you're going to think it is. So that's that. Second of all, I feel like after the first or second date and we vibing, we should do something like a weekend something, a weekend trip somewhere. I like to do stuff. I like to travel. Like, we need to be doing stuff for real. So my first month expectations, my first month expectations, I'm not going to lie, is a trip. It is.
And my first month expectations is you got to give me some money or spend the fucking bag. Period. It is. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's also because of what I've experienced. You cannot be no $3 hoe. You can't be.
I feel and like, I hate... are you throwing slugs?
No, I'm
to
not.
To my net worth?
I'm not, because you always have been lying, number one. But my thing is, bitches be piss poor.
Not piss poor. They can't just be bro, regular poor.
No, bitches be piss poor. Bitches be at the bottom of the barrel. Don't be having nothing.
But a lot of times, some girls get saved.
And they do. And they do. And it happens sometimes. But what do you always tell me? What do you always tell me about how I feel about life in general? What do you always say? Because I'm very optimistic. Let's let the people know. I am. I'm super optimistic about life and the things that can happen to you and what you can get and where you can end up. But Lex always tell me, Drea, but that is not the norm.
It's not.
That's not what happens for most people. Shit that you've been through, shit that you've experienced is not what happens to most people. Mm-hmm. And you're right. So, and even with me. When I got in a situation where a nigga took care of me and was doing shit for me, was I looking for that shit or was I working still and making my own money?
Both.
I don't...
You asked and I answered. What? You was working.
No, because that's not true, Lex. I was not looking for it. It just happened.
You was looking, but bro, you no, was working. We used to be looking for the niggas, bro.
We still be looking for the niggas. But what I'm saying... saying is, I was not looking or expecting to get in a situation where it was like, oh, a nigga gonna come into my life and be like, cool, I'm gonna pay your bills. I wasn't expecting that. It just ended up happening. So I'm saying, like, if you a bitch who really don't got shit, and you just a poor ass bitch, and you not doing nothing, and you just really hoping a nigga gonna come save you, what is the likelihood?
Right. Okay, I can agree with that.
What is the likelihood? You have to be expecting the type of shit that I feel like you are already exposed to or used to. It just don't make sense to me, because bitches really do be like that. And it's like, what are you bringing to the table? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or you feel like a nigga should do X, Y, and Z for you, or has to do X, Y, and Z for you off the rib.
Well, I'll say this. I feel like...
And like you said...
Sorry. Wait, go ahead.
And like you said, some niggas do. Like you said, some bitches do get saved. Like, some bitches end up, it's bitches who end up in crazy situations where it's like they don't have shit. They don't have a dollar to their name, and then they meet a rich nigga. And niggas just fuck with them and love them so much, and he put them on.
But sometimes, I mean, I've seen people fake it till you make it. Borrow your friend bag, borrow your friend's shoes, and a nigga think you got something, and he end up buying you that and putting you on. It's different ways around it.
So basically, all in all, what are we saying? Like, what do we feel like?
I feel like,
giving the girls our advice, what do we feel like should first be your month, beginning expectations?
First expectations, like I do agree with you on that. It should be that something that you're used to. I'm used to going on trips. I'm used to traveling. That's what I expect. I love romance. I like to be swept up off my feet. I like when a nigga say, hey, what you doing tomorrow? Nothing.
Clear your schedule.
Be ready at 7. I'm gonna pick you up at 7. That's what I expect. So, but I feel like y'all, when we date these BDBs, we're not asking for our rent to be paid, our car insurance to be paid. We're not asking for cars and this and that on the first date.
Can we be honest? Number one, we not asking, because we very good.
Yeah, I feel like...
So we not even asking for nothing. At this point in my life, I go on dates with niggas and I want to see what you talking about. I'm going to let you take the lead. You start the conversation.
I mean, that's how I went with Big Papa. When Big Papa, y'all remember Big Papa...
Set the expectations.
Y'all, if y'all don't remember, Big Papa was a character on the show last... He about to come back. That's why I'm bringing up his name, because he's coming back. So Big Papa was a character on the show last year around this time, before COVID hit. I almost threw up in his Lambo. And bitch, like, when he came out here, we woke up the next morning. He was like, what you want to do today? I said, I want to go shopping. And that's what he did. But it wasn't my expectation. I was just trying to see what you gonna do. But now that I'm exposed to that, I already know when he coming out here, we're going shopping.
We going shopping.
You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So I feel like, don't expect too much, but also don't put the bar in hell.
Don't put the bar in hell and make niggas be accountable. Mm-hmm. Like, even with my old nigga, he be trying to fuck back with me all the time. Is you buying a Birkin?
But I feel like if you want a Birkin, though, I think it's silly.
I don't really want one.
I know what you're saying.
But we just speaking hypothetically.
You can really just
give me the 25 bands. Thank you.
But exactly. Because let me say this about a lot of people. Because the Birkin's been going crazy. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck are y'all worried about a Birkin?
When you don't have $25,000.
Not only that, you don't have anything investment in anything. You still living in an apartment or a high rise. It don't matter. You don't own anything. Once you get into that Birkin talk, you need to be owning
things.
Not
that Birkin talk.
For real, why the fuck do you want a Birkin and you my next door neighbor?
Yeah.
The fuck? Let me tell you something. If a nigga bought me a Birkin, I'm about to sell that shit and get the bands, and I'm about to do something with
me
it.
Me and Lex be having conversations about this, and we say this all the time, because we fuck. That's the crazy thing. Like, we fuck with niggas who could buy us Birkins and shit, but it's just like,
you know what? I had a conversation with this nigga.
I don't need a fucking Birkin, bitch. I don't own a house. And in my case, because, I mean, you do own your car. You have the title to your car. I am still paying my car note, because I was leasing my car at first, and then I decided to start buying it. But at the end of the day, I don't own my car. I don't own my house.
Right.
Why the fuck am I walking around with a $25,000 purse?
Let me say
this. It just don't make sense to
me. I had a conversation with this nigga that I used to fuck with, and he was like, man, I'm so proud of you. Everything you got going on, I want to get you a gift. What you want? I said, I don't really want anything. I said, once I get my money to a certain point, I want you to teach me how you flip your houses, because that's what he does for his money. I said, so once I'm ready.
Shout out to him. That's our little friend.
Yeah, that's how, like, once I get to that point, I'm like, that's what I want you to teach me. I don't want no fucking Chanel, this and that. I want you to teach me.
Because he can buy you, because honestly, he a nigga too who can buy you whatever.
But I don't want that.
But I think, and that's the thing with both of us, like, we both can have certain things. But that's what I love about people, is because people will literally like try to analyze your life and be like, even with us, you know, what we talk about on the show and what we say, they'll be like, oh, well, y'all don't have this and
designer,
that.
Designer, y'all don't be posting.
But y'all don't know, but y'all don't know what's, Y'all don't know what's in our bank. Yeah, y'all don't know what's in our... Number one, y'all don't know what's in our bank account.
They don't know what's in anybody's bank account, though.
Yeah, you don't know what's in anybody's bank account. So you don't know what people have going on. You don't know how I played the situation, if you feel like I didn't play it right. Mm. Bitch, you don't know.
Right.
Because you don't know what I was doing. But at the end of the day, going back to what we was talking about, stay in your bracket.
Mm.
And that's my advice.
Interesting.
Expect the type of bitch that you are.
But also...
whatever type of bitch you are, that's what you should expect.
Yeah, but it's okay to upgrade and want more, but don't push it. Yes, it is.
I don't think so. Because what are you trying to do to be more?
If you're doing more and you're upgrading yourself, you should expect more. Absolutely.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you are. But what if you're not? Like, if you just a bitch who you just feel like you should live this luxurious lifestyle and you should have X, Y, and Z and you should be doing whatever, whatever, but you're not doing it for yourself, or you're not trying to do anything to get yourself to that next level.
Right.
Bitch, no.
All right, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. So now we're going to get into the bed. Hey. Hey.
The bed.
Ow. Bow.
Lex, you
bow,
have
bow,
short
bow.
Shorts today.
I know, I do.
You a hoochie. She ain't nothing but a hoochie mama.
Hooray, hooray, hoochie mama. Okay, so the bed today, we're going to talk because I wanted to talk about this because I feel like a lot of women always be like, oh, this pussy good. My ex, they always come back. Oh, nigga can't never leave me alone. So I want to talk about, how do you know if your sex is good? What is the coochie scale? So we're going to talk about the coochie scale from a level of 1 to 5. 5 being that wet, wet, that sloppy, that nasty, that squirt, squirt, that ultimate gushy, wushy.
First of all, bitches don't even be having wet pussy. Bitches be having yeast infections.
Well, okay.
Be calling it cream. That's not cream. That's yeast.
I've never seen that. Well,
I have. You don't watch porn?
I mean, yeah, but I've never. I watch lesbian porn, so I don't really be seeing all that.
It's
stuff.
A thin line between creamy pussy and
yeast infections.
Yeast pussy.
Okay, so how do you know if your sex is good? Outside of the yeast infections. We're not talking about yeast infections. We're just talking about regular pussy.
Anyways.
How do you know if your sex is good in the coochie scale from 1 to 5? 5 being the best and 1 being the worst. How do you know that you got good coochie? What's a sign?
First of all, you know, because number one, when your pussy wet, you know when your pussy wet. When your pussy dry, you know when your pussy dry. Mm-hmm. You know when you're not turned on. You know when the shit is not that wet. You know when a nigga is like... If you know, a nigga know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. This is what I really...
And you know. So, if your pussy be wet as fuck all the time, and I don't know. To me, this will make good pussy. Your pussy gotta be wet, and it gotta be tight.
So, 2 things. There's a difference between There's a difference between good pussy and good sex. You can have good pussy and terrible sex, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you have like good sex, you can have great sex and okay pussy. But I will say this, on the coochie scale, it doesn't depend on you, baby. It depends on the man. And I know y'all didn't think that's where this conversation was going. Because a lot of times women want to blame themselves. Like, I don't know what to do to make my pussy wetter. It's the man. A man controls how wet your pussy gets. If my pussy not wet, that means you not fucking turning me on. So, if a man feels like I'm getting bad pussy, hey, maybe you're passing out bad dick. Because it's a...
Or maybe you're not that intimate.
You're not that intimate.
You're not that into it. You're not trying to make sure I'm good. You're not trying to rev the engine up. You just want to go in and fuck me.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of times, women, we can't really control our pussy. Like, when we're turned on, we're turned on. That is what it is. Like... We can't stop it. We can't start it. It just happens.
Nah, because it have been times that I've been just sitting around a nigga talking to
him.
Yeah,
and it just be like,
and
you be
turned
on.
We not even doing nothing to get me aroused or nothing, but we're just talking, and I'm just that attracted to you. And it's like, go to the bathroom, my pussy with it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So A lot of times the coochie scale really depends on these niggas. So a lot of times you're having sex with a woman and you be like, damn, her pushy trash. Let me tell you.
Not her pushy.
Put her pussy trash. Let me tell you, she's probably thinking the same thing.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, what do you feel like your pussy scale is?
Honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
It depends on the nigga. Rapper Bay, I got that 5. I got that 5. Period. But another nigga, one I told you on the past episode that I accidentally had sex with him, actually, he probably think this shit a 5 too, but it should have really been like a 2. That's what I'm saying. So some guys, you know your sex is good. It just depends on the man. But also, I feel like sometimes you can't blame yourself. Like, if a man ghosts you after y'all fuck, it's not your fault all the time. The dick was probably bad.
With, what we gonna call him? We haven't ever talked about him on the show. So what name we gonna give him?
Who?
Donkey Dick 2.
I don't know who Donkey Dick 2 is. I only know Donkey Dick 1.
2. I told you.
I don't know. Oh! I don't know.
What we gonna call him?
I mean, we don't have a basketball bae on the show. He can be basketball.
I don't know. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess at this point,
it's literally
put it out there.
800,000 basketball players.
Okay.
He can be overseas. Well, he can be here.
Well, yeah, with him, 5.
Yeah. So it depends on the man. So, ladies, basically,
but
for the man,
it's nobody that would think I'm a 1.
I mean,
what you think?
I think it's definitely a guy out here who's probably like, Drea pussy is okay. But that's okay because it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't turn you on. And y'all weren't, a lot of people are not just compatible in bed. You're not going to be compatible in bed with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want women to stop getting online. Stop talking about how good your fucking pussy is, because I can guarantee you there's at least 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 men that are out there like, damn, your pussy was straight, but it wasn't fire. It wasn't no 5. And then there are some men, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men, they're like, that's the best pussy I've ever had in my life. Like, I know that nigga I said I accidentally had sex with that time. I know that he's thinking my pussy is great and I would never fuck him ever.
Oh my God, just like me with the man.
I know the man. We not gonna say.
We not, of course we can't.
That but I'm saying, but that's how it be.
But yes, he probably think I have some of the best pussy he ever had in life.
Mm-mm. So yes, basically, ladies, stop saying your coochie good. It's not your fault. If a man turns you on, he turns you on. And if he don't, he don't. Now we gonna get into the bop. Hey, the bop. Hey, the bop. Ow. Bow. Bow, bow, bow. Okay, so my bop of the week, I actually discovered this artist on Twitter. She always goes viral a lot from her her music to her visuals. I feel like she's super creative. She's very beautiful. I love when women make music and they're in tune with the way they look and they tie that into everything. I feel like there's nothing wrong with knowing that you're beautiful and releasing that in your music and your visuals. So her name is Savannah Christina. She has a song called Goldmine. And it's basically about this girl who just kind of discovers herself, you know, discovers her nastiness. Like, maybe her pussy was a 2 or 3 before, but she got with this nigga and it turned into a 5. So she discovered that gold mine, period. So shout out to Savannah Christina. Make sure y'all look her up. Super dope R&B artist. She actually has a few songs that I like, but yeah, that's my bop.
So my bop is Street Runner by Rod Wave. I like Rod Wave. He really
you are so ghetto.
I am.
Street Runner by Rod Wave. You are the ghetto queen. Go ahead, sis. Tell us about
Queen of the Ghetto.
Tell us about Street Runner.
Again, I just said this on the last episode. I'm not about to tell you about a song. Like, go listen to it. Cause if I say that it's a bop, it's a bop. Because I feel like normally I say shit is a bop, and then I get hella tweets, hella DMs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do.
Because you got that taste, huh?
I do have taste.
Oh, yeah, period. Let them know. I'm agreeing with you. Let them know you're not fucking playing.
I do have taste. I have good taste in music. I do feel like that. I feel like Lex has more range because she listens to alternative music and stuff like that. I don't really listen to that. I be listening to, like, street shit because I'm a street bitch. So, Rod Wave is like the real new Zero.
You think so?
Unlike you, who think
please,
you are.
Rod Wave is not fucking with me on these vocals.
All right, okay. Well, that's why he's Rod Wave and you're Lex B with Poor Minds. And bro, Poor Minds is gonna be big.
That's man, cool. But when I do Wave. When I do a song with Rod Wave, I don't you don't show up on set, don't show up to the studio.
Oh, I'ma come.
Don't show up to nothing.
I'ma come. I'm gonna come. I support you. I just want you to stop lying and saying that people call you P-Row.
They did call me P-Row, but anyway.
All right, so anyways, shout out to Rod Wave.
All right, so now we're going, this is my favorite part. So now we're going to get into the questions segment of the show. Make sure if you want your question answered on the show, you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. That's askpoorminds@gmail.com. Okay, so I'll read the first one. It says, hey, ladies, I learned of y'all from the 85 South show, and I have been a listener ever since. I need advice regarding a situation with my now former friend with benefits. Heavy on the benefits. I typically don't indulge in such situations, but the pandemic had me out here. For almost a year, I had the, what does that mean? FWB. Oh, friends with benefits, duh. For almost a year, I had the friends with benefits, and we were only messing with each other. Unprotected. Recently, we had drunk sex where things were steamier than usual. Listening to Throat Baby a few too many times. I know that's right. I only recall the show I put on. After our session, we spoke about how nasty it was and we needed to run it back sober. After a few more exchanges, I later hit him up to discover what I presume is he blocked me. Given it's friends with benefits, I'm not caught up on an ending. Just felt that he needed to block me instead of saying it ran its course. He's not really one to bite his tongue. Could it be that our session was too nasty?
Bitch, I don't think it's no thing. It's too nasty. Niggas like nasty.
Niggas like nasty. I think maybe he probably was fucking with somebody else and got in a situation. Yeah. And he was like,
I think that's what it is.
Let me tell you something. When a nigga loves to fuck you and he loves to have sex, it's very rare, but there are some niggas who are very emotionally intelligent and they know what they can handle and what they can't handle. I'm not saying that this is him, but I'm thinking for me and this man to be friends with benefits, we're having good sex, we got nasty sex and we talking about it. He knew he wasn't going to stop fucking you, so he probably just had to ghost you and cut you off and block you. Because he got a girlfriend or he's fucking with somebody else.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can put together as well. Like, it must be a situation where he already has something else going on. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I can't keep carrying it on with you, because if the sex was good, ain't no such thing as being too nasty. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, question two.
Hey, Lex and Drea, how do I let go of a friend who I dearly love, but I've outgrown? All she ever wants to talk about is these trash-ass men she continues to entertain and choose. But when it comes to me bringing up starting businesses, leveling up our dreams, our goals, and aspirations, she tunes it out or acts uninterested. We've been friends for about 8 years, and I've been the more mature one, and I've definitely hit many monumental life goals. She had ample amount of time to do better, but continues to waste her time, money, effort, and energy on these low-down men. She literally has no life outside of men and goes from one bad guy to the next. I've literally never seen her date one guy where she didn't pay for their love, attention, and affection. And dates. Basically buying love, which can't be bought. How do I walk away in love and wishing her well to grow up and get to her fullest potential? Love you too, ladies.
We kind of lit now. You was stumbling over that whole letter. Lollies. That's what she said.
And normally,
It usually be me.
It be Lex. It can't be Lex P.
So I'll say this. It's okay to outgrow people. I feel like I was friends with people, and they probably looked at me like that at one point because I was still partying. I have friends that, like I said, are married, have kids. Like, we still cool, but they just stopped fucking with me because I was on a different path and I was doing different things. So sometimes you have to let people go and go on their own path. That doesn't mean that y'all can't meet up later in life, but you got to let people do their thing. But you also have to live in your peace and your you know, sane of mind. So it's okay to move on. So I would say just have a conversation. You don't even have to have a conversation. I feel like sometimes with stuff like that, communication kind of just slowly stops. She's doing her thing. You're doing your thing. So it's like if she wants to be like, oh, bitch, let's go to the club tonight. You don't want to go because you want to work on something or you want to go to something, do something else. Just say, you know what? Hey, I'm not into that tonight. I don't want to do that tonight.
I'm not holding on to friendships anymore at this age where it doesn't benefit me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not conducive to my growth.
Right.
What
come on, conducive. It's, hey, my bitch smart. Stop playing with her because she is not one
anyways,
of them.
Anyways, so yeah, I'm no longer entertaining friendships where it's not conducive to my growth or it's not beneficial in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We are too old for that. If you feel like your friend is stagnant and she not doing anything, again, not to say, because I think that I will get some backlash for saying this, which y'all know I don't give a fuck, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's okay to stop being friends with people because you don't think they beneficial no more either. Or you don't think they bring anything into your life. That's okay. People love to have that mantra, stay down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to stay down with my day ones. No, the fuck you don't.
Right.
No, you don't.
Right.
And if you keep growing and you get into different spaces, you liable to meet people that are way better than those fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna hold you down even more than those people. It does not matter how long you have had a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how long you've been cool with somebody. If it no longer serves you and you feel like it doesn't help you getting where you at or what you trying to do,
move on.
Not to say fuck that bitch, but fuck that bitch. Leave them people alone.
Yeah, move on.
And you not wrong.
You gotta elevate.
And you gotta, and you have to get to a point to where you don't feel bad about it.
But I always say,
because I think we all feel bad about leaving people or like not.
Well, not only
with
that,
people.
But I always say this to anybody that's trying to get into business or they want to do business with their friends or somebody that they're cool with. I always say you're only strong as your weakest player. So you can only get so far in life. If you have a million people who are mooching off of you, who don't do anything, who don't bring nothing to the table, and I'm trying to present myself like this businesswoman, I'm going to a meeting with these people, I can't say anything if you in the corner hungover, drunk, or you don't have nothing to bring to the table, but because all you know is about niggas and fucking. So it's just like, you're only as strong as your weakest player, so it's okay to grow apart. It's not that, like you said, you still have love for her. Just grow and move
and
on.
And I would be cool with being with a bitch who all she know about is niggas and fucking if he got her somewhere.
And sometimes it's just like, sometimes.
But if you a bitch who just be fucking and all you want to do is fuck with niggas and you still poor.
I'm
bitch, dead. I don't want to be your friend.
But I'll say this.
Because you stupid.
Sometimes people just need to be downgraded to associates. Like, we can still hang out and go have drinks when I want to do that. But as far as being with you on an everyday basis, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
So, question 3. I need y'all help on how to have my first sexual experience with a woman. I'm 22. Well, we know who this question directed to. I'm 22 and I've never been with a woman, but always wanted to. I'm not looking for a relationship with them, just some fun girl shit. When I'm out, I always get compliments from them and we have a good time. On IG, there's always women that DM me telling me how pretty I am. The only thing stopping me is IDK if they're on that type of time and I'm too scared to be curved because that shit is embarrassing as fuck. How can I start putting myself out there or approaching women? So how do you do it, Drea? How do you eat coochie?
First of all, I don't really eat coochie. Out of all the bitches I done fucked with, I done ate 2 bitches coochie. So that's number one. That's how I be feeling like I'm not really gay for real. I just like getting my coochie ate.
You don't care who eat it. A man, a woman, a dog, a bear, a frog. You gonna get that coochie
no,
ate.
No, I do care when it comes to animals.
Okay. You know what I mean. I'm just saying, you gonna get that coochie ate.
But you know,
a senior citizen,
humans, yeah, okay. So, no, I don't want a senior citizen eating my pussy.
You had a senior citizen eating that pussy.
No, I didn't.
The bald man would like to would like a word,
bro. He was not a senior citizen.
He was pretty up there.
He the same age as he the same age as what's that man's name that's coming here this week?
Big Papa.
Exactly. So stop playing with me. But anyway, Lex loves to try to throw stones in a glass house. It's crazy.
Come on, answer the question.
Anyways, I feel like, yeah, if you want to fuck with somebody, just flirt with them.
I think it's the same.
Bitches be friendly.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same.
Especially if you've been drinking. Bitches be friendly. Like, all you got to do is be like, oh, you so cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. Rub on a beach, flirt with her.
But I think a lot of times people don't realize, like, hitting on women is the same thing as hitting on men.
Or even if you got a boss nigga, like, if you in a relationship and you fuck with a nigga, bitches will see your nigga and then will really be down with fucking with you just because they know who you fuck with.
Well, she's not talking about that. She's talking about a sexual experience with a woman one-on-one.
Damn, I'm throwing my hand.
So, but I think, I can't speak from that point of view, but I will say a lot of times when women hit on me, it's from the same perspective as a man does. Like, they don't come at me no different. It's the same. Buy somebody a drink or compliment them. So just, you know, be interactive. It's the same thing as, you know, yeah, being with a guy.
It's the same shit, honestly. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, are you really gay?
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to experience that. She's 22.
Because I'm not. And I've learned that over
I learned
years.
That long time ago.
What?
That I wasn't gay? Yeah, that's I'm what I'm not. Saying. So she's trying to figure out if she maybe likes it or not, if she's bisexual. So yeah, you need to go through this experience, but don't be
because you might do that shit and you might not even enjoy it.
Shit, honestly. Like I was. I was like,
Hey, babes, I'm 18 years old and a businesswoman. I'm a hairstylist and I own two shops. With all of this, you could imagine I'm quite busy. My girlfriend and I have been together for 9 months and are still currently together. I'm now having second thoughts on our relationship because she is very lazy, has no drive, and she is just all around not motivated. I tried to be a good girlfriend and motivate her with the time that I have with her, but she always telling me everyone can't be you. At the same time, I'm at a BDB at a dealership while getting my car for myself. He is 10 years older than I am and very charming. Although he seems like he is really interested in me, I haven't had the best experience with niggas in my past. I honestly don't want to give up on my girl, but she is not on my level or who I expected her to be. Please help. Love you guys. First of all, you 18.
You 18,
so,
girl.
Bitch, what did you talk about your experiences in the past?
Well, no, I was more so saying of you're 18. If you're not happy, girl, let that shit go because that's not even going to be the same type of people that you like in 5 years. And when you hit 23, the 5 years from there, that's not going to be the same type of person you like. Let that shit go. Do not waste your time. You are young. You own your shit. Girl, let that shit go.
Old to be 18 again. Old to be that movie 17 again.
Girl, let
old
that
to
shit.
To be 18 again.
Stop
like,
wasting
girl,
your time.
Yes, don't waste your time with none of these people. Fuck all these people.
Focus
if
on
you
yourself.
If you feel like the girl ain't about shit, let that hoe go. Mm-hmm. If you feel like this nigga gonna play with you, let that nigga go. You are 18.
Focus on you. You ahead of the game. Yeah. You a hairstylist and you got two shops? Mm-hmm. You ahead of the game, girl. You killing shit right now.
When I was 18, I was just 18.
Popping pussy.
No, I was not popping
pussy.
I mean, I had a boyfriend.
Oh.
Ew. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, like, when I was 18, I was just 18. Like, and my mindset was that of an 18-year-old. I was not thinking about the future. I was not thinking about what I was going to be doing 10 years from now. So it's just kind of like, girl, like Lex said, you ahead of the game. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that nigga. Let it go.
Period. So, yes, make sure if y'all want y'all questions answered on the show, you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com.
Bro, I don't know.
Lower your tone. We got to get quiet. Quiet on the set, please. There's nobody here but Ron and Tahir, but still. Just sounded good. So, to close out this episode, I want to sing to y'all. This was a request made by Dre Nicole with 3 E's.
It really wasn't a request. I just... Okay, all right, all right.
Every night in my dreams, I see, I feel you. That is how I know you.
Wow.
I wasn't even ready.
I'm not even going to hold you, bro. You really did that. Keep going.
Far across the distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. my heart will go on and on. I told y'all I'm a legend. I'm a Once more. Oh, say sorry. I start to feel myself when
go ahead.
I start to feel.
No, because you
No, they got to pay for this. Because right. I'm going to do a remix with Celine. You know, she called me yesterday. So she, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm going to do the remix for the album.
Right.
So thank y'all so much for tuning in. Look out for that My Heart Will Go On remix featuring Celine. It's my shit.
My heart will go on and I know.
Heart will go on. Hey, check this out. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
My heart will go on.